Good morning. Today we're going to see Rav Avadia Yosef's view. Can a woman lay in Megillah, Megillas Esther, for a man or men? So in fact, Rav Avadia Yosef in his set of Svarim Yechaved Das was asked the following question. Can a wife act as the shaliach for the husband to light the Neiros of Chanukah because he's unable to be there? Or does he have a real problem because mitzvah bo yosef mibshlucho, he really should be doing it himself? So in that shuva, there is a footnote that discusses our question of laning the Megillah, a woman on behalf of men. And he says as follows, that it could be that we distinguish between when it comes to lighting of the Chanukah lecht and the laning of a Megillah, because when it comes to lighting on Chanukah, you don't have to sing the brachas. And he says as follows, the shiny Mikra Megillah, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it has to be read at least on a lechatchila basis with the ta'amim, with the nigun, with the special trub of the Megillah. And accordingly, it is like the kol zemer and shir. It's like she is singing. And accordingly, there is a problem of kol b'ish erva, and that contrasts with the lighting of the menorah candles. No problem of kol b'ish erva. And accordingly, based on that, you would say that there's a difference between the two when it comes to Chanukah lighting. Somebody, a woman, can light on behalf of a man. No kol b'ish erva issue. However, when it comes to laning of the Megillah, Megillas Esther, there is a kol isha problem, because at least on a lechatchila basis, it should be read with the ta'amim, and accordingly, that would be prohibited. But then Rav Avadia Yosef asks on that, in fact, is that really true that we have a problem of kol b'ish erva when it comes to laning? But there's the Gemara in Megillah that we've seen on a number of occasions that says a woman indeed can have an aliyah and can lane from the Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah laning, that's with Tatahamim. It's going to be the same as laning from a Megillah. And the Gemara doesn't say there's a problem of kol b'isha erva. It says there's a different problem, but not kol b'isha erva. Harei shelo chashashu le'asra mishum kol b'isha erva. We see the pashtus of that Gemara is that there's no problem when it comes to laning of kol b'isha erva. Afa b'ishistan kriya b'torah im ta'amei amikra. Even though that Gemara there that's talking that a woman can get an aliyah and a lane, when it comes to getting an aliyah and laning, the default is that you lane with the ta'amim. And accordingly, we see that there's no problem of kol b'ish erva. So Rav Avadia says, v'tzarech iyun. Indeed, it's a good question here. Why is there not a problem of kol b'ish erva? But based on that Gemara Megillah, there seems to be not a problem of kol b'ish erva when it comes to laning, including the laning of the Megillah. So Rav Avadia continues as follows, that lehalacha, lemaisa, how do we paskin, sha'af shebimikra Megillah, Hanashim motzios es hanashim yidei chovason. In fact, we paskin that women can lane the Megillah on behalf of men. And that's the opinion of the Rambam, and the opinion of Rashi, and the opinion of the Or Zeruah. And that is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. He brings the opinion, the first opinion, stam, which means when the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions, if he brings the first, not as yesh omrim, there are those that say, but simply he brings a psak. Women can lane Megillah for men. And afterwards, the Shulchan Aruch indeed brings a yesh omrim. There is an additional opinion that says, shanashim ein motzias es hanashim. That's the second view, that in fact women cannot lane Megillah on behalf of men. And there is a rule when it comes to psak in the Shulchan Aruch that when you have an opinion brought stam, it's not brought as a yesh omrim, there is an opinion, but it just paskins. It just says X, Y, Z, and then thereafterward, v'yesh omrim, and there is an additional opinion, A, B, C, we paskin like the first opinion, the stam opinion, and not the one that says v'yesh omrim. And accordingly, so too here, the Shulchan Aruch paskins stam. The first opinion is that women can be motzi men. And then he brings the yesh omrim. There's an opinion that women cannot be motzi men. We would paskin like the first opinion based on that a woman can indeed be motzi a man, the laning of the Megillah. But again, we have to look back at the Tzarech Iyun that Rav Avadia said a little bit earlier in that footnote, saying, so it's a little bit unclear, why is there not a problem of kol b'ish erva? Have a wonderful day.